Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon today is John chapter 15, which we read. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches, and apart from me, you can do nothing. May the Spirit seal to our hearts these words today as we meditate on his gospel for us today. Well, did anyone see the moon last night? Yes, a lot of you shaking your head. Isn't that wonderful? Big, large moon. Wonderful. You know, I had my birthday just a few weeks ago, and a lot of people were surprised how young I am. They said, oh, my pastor, you're just a little baby, this little child. I was going to prove to you this morning that I'm not so young, that I know your culture. I know your songs, if you think I'm too young. I remember from the 70s the song, when the moon is in the summer sky and Jupiter is aligned with Mars, and peace will rule the planets, and love shall rule the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. You remember that? See, I'm not so young. You remember that song, right? Right. Now, if you're the YouTube generation, the younger generation, right, I also am okay with you. I was going to make a video last night, and maybe you know about this. Maybe if you're older, too, you might know this from the YouTube. A great, very popular video. I was going to do this. I was going to point my camera at the moon and go, wow, it's so big. It's twice to three times the size it usually is. What does this mean? I was going to cry. Maybe I'll make it later today. Right? You know, Jesus didn't say, I am the moon and you are the moonbeam. As if we're some cosmological thing where God is way, way out in the stars and we've been dropped down onto earth. And really, we just fade away because a moonbeam eventually just fades away. It's just a reflection of the sun, right? No, God doesn't say, I am the moon, and you are the moonbeam. How many of you watched the Kentucky Derby yesterday? Yeah, a few of you. Yeah, Jesus did not say, I am the rider, and you are the horse. That would be different, wouldn't it? That would mean he's all almighty, and he's steering and everything, and that's okay. But the horse and the rider aren't one, are they? They're two different, separate human beings. They don't get life from each other. Just one rides the other, and the other's a horse. It's an animal, and we're not that. We're something else. We're different. We're not the Kentucky Derby, and we're not the moon. Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo, right? Jesus didn't say, I am the rice, and you are the beans, right? As if they were mixed together and make a great meal. No. Rather, he gives us bread and says, this is my body, right? That's the kind of meal we are. And he's one with us. And I am the vine and branches is totally different from that. No, there is specificity to Jesus' words. When he says, I am the vine, you are the branches, that's meaningful to us. What does it mean that vine and branches, why is that so fitting to describe our relationship with God? Well, number one, branches connect to the vine. Not tangentially, but organically, biologically. They're together, one, vine and branch. You really can't separate the two without there being death. And God's word is that way to teach us that we are one with God. We are connected with him organically, biologically. He gives us his word and his sacraments, his body. This is my body given for you. We're part of his body. We're baked together as one loaf, as Luther says, concerning bread that we receive together in the sacrament. We are one body with Christ. We are one tree, a living tree, the tree of life, if you will, in which he shares to us. He is the vine and we are the branch. Also, we think about branches and vines and branches. You know, I've been out in my yard lately, and there's been a lot of little branches to pick up. If you have that too, a little wind comes, it breaks down some old branches. Sometimes there's some leaves on the branch, right? And it's still kind of alive, but it's temporary, right? It's temporary. Eventually, all those leaves are going to die because they're no longer connected to the vine, no longer connected to the trunk of the tree. And eventually, they'll die. And that's really kind of a picture of our life, too. If we're not connected to the vine, we're going to die. We may have a little life in us yet in this world for a time, but we won't go into eternal life. In order to be in eternal life, you need to be connected to the tree through life, through death, together. And Easter is the assurance that he lives. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Branches are dead. But apart from the vine, we are dead too. But branches are connected, organically, biologically connected to Christ. We're alive. We're alive. God is the vine dresser, if you will. He says that in the text. He's the vine dresser. What does that mean? He's tending and caring and making sure that we are together, the vine and the branch. And sometimes, praise be to God, the scriptures even talk about this, how Israel was a branch that was cut off, broken off. Israel was going to die, in other words, until God himself, the vine dresser, regrafted all who live by faith in God. He regrafts back on to the living tree. Praise be to God. We have a good vine dresser, really good. Now, we can't really do that with vine. If we lose a branch from a tree, we just have to throw it away, don't we? We can't do that. But God, he's very powerful. By his swallowing up death on the cross and rising again from the tomb, he shows that he can regraft sinners, us, dead in our trespasses and sins, and make us alive together by the power of his word and his water, and re-give us all the nutrients we need so that we can be a part of the living tree. Third thing, branches bear fruit. Not because they go it alone, but because and only because they connect organically to the vine. God's word gives us what we need to produce fruit. Without God's word, we can do nothing. Apart from him, we can do nothing. We can't get to heaven without God. We can't go it alone. Good works are what Christians do because they're connected to the vine. You can't do good works apart from being connected to the vine. If you cut off a branch of an apple tree, those apples are going to have to fall off, aren't they? And it's not going to produce any new things. And also, by the way, you can't take living fruit and tie it to a dead tree and make it alive, can you? The only way, you have to make the tree alive and then it'll bear fruit, right? In the same way, we bear fruit because we are attached, we are connected to a living tree. We bear fruit because we are connected to Christ. He is the tree of life. And through him, because we are united to him, good works flow from us. The good work of faith, to believe in God, that's a gift of God too. And the good work of love, love for our neighbor and all that we say and do to help our neighbor, our children, our parents, all others that we extend an extra hand of mercy and care out in the world, our friends, loved ones, those who hurt, those who are in sin, those who are captive to sickness, we help them, we show them love. This is a fruit of our faith. It's because we are connected to the vine, to Christ. That's what's truly good. Those truly good fruits don't make us get to heaven. They don't make us alive, but God makes us alive. The right trajectory is from God to us and to us out to the world. God doesn't need our good works, but our neighbor does. And God even hides himself behind our neighbor so that when we serve them, we'll actually serve God, don't we? Praise be to God. Good works are only good because we're connected to the vine. You know, there's really only three types of people in the world, if you think about it, in terms of this text. There's those people in the world who try to go it alone, apart from God. They're like branches that are wayward or fallen off branches. They're still kind of alive, and eventually they'll die, and they'll be gathered and burned. Those who try to go it alone, they're atheists or agnostics or apathetic people. They all start with A, don't they? But none of them are really are with God. They're not really one with God. They're not attached to the vine. They can give lip service to him if they want. Or they can deny him if they want, but they're not really one with God. That's one type of person in the world, lots of them. Then there are abusers of the gospel, and there's really two kinds of these. There's ones who try to work their way into heaven. Yes, I know God, and I have to do a lot of good, and praise be to God, God will love me and take me into heaven. And Jesus teaches against that. It's Pharisaical thinking. It's thinking that by our works we gain heaven. No, it's because we're connected to the vine. We're connected to Christ. Those people who abuse the gospel and say, yes, yes, I know God. And that's, they really don't understand what the gospel means. And then there are those who don't do any good. They also start with an A. Their names are antinomians. Luther battled this in his day, too. He was accused of being an antinomian. You know what an antinomian is? Somebody who says that the law doesn't do us any good, so we're going to ignore it. I'm saved by grace. I don't have to do any good now. I'm not going to do any good. I'm saved by grace. I'm going to go out to this world and just keep living for me. I don't care about my neighbor. I'm saved by grace. They're abusing the gospel, aren't they? That you can fall off to the road either side. You can, on the one hand, you can deny God and abuse the gospel by saying, I need to do a bunch of good to get to heaven. Or on the other hand, we can say, well, I'm saved by grace. I don't have to do anything good. How do we resolve this tension? What's the way? Well, how can we stay on the narrow road, the right road? I'll tell you how. It's in our text. If you abide in me, if you abide in me and my word. Do you know how many times that word abide is used in our text today? Seven times. Seven times. I think that's an important word, right? If he says it seven times, if you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Abide in me. Abide in me. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Abide in me. Abide. We don't use that word a lot, do we? But it's an important word in the Bible. Abide. Stay in the word. Stay in Christ. That's our job. You church, me church, abide in Christ. Stay in the word. How do we do that? By coming here. We hear his word today. We receive the gifts from his altar. We abide in him here. We come to Bible study. We abide in God's word. We hear the word. We grow in our faith and our knowledge. We bear fruit because we're abiding in God's word. Church, Bible study, and also applying God's word in our lives, right? That's how we abide in his word. We don't ignore the word. We say, well, that's nice to know. It's all head knowledge. But we don't take it to heart. We don't let it flow out into our branches, our hands and our feet and our mouths for the world, for the sake of the world. Abide in God's word and good works will flow. Abide in his word. Don't try to do the good works and ignore all the word. Abide in his word and the good works flow. Good works of love, good works of faith towards God. Abide in his word. Be baptized. That's how you abide in God's word. We're united in his death and his resurrection. That's how we abide in his word. We hear, we are baptized, we continue in that word week after week, day after day. We love his word. We let it flow through us and in us. It's in him that we have our being. Praise be to God. So finally today, remember this. You are not a stump. You don't just do nothing. As the church, we're just a stump. Yep. No, we're not a stump. That's not how the Bible describes us. You're not a piece of fruit. You're not just a piece of fruit on the ground waiting to be picked up and taken into heaven. No. You are not an antique desk made out of a tree and put in a corner and beautiful to look at. No, you're not an antique desk. You are part of a living tree. You are connected to the vine, to Christ, who's given us his word and his gifts. So abide in his word, and you will bear much fruit. You are the branches. Branch out, people of God. Branch out by abiding in his word, inviting others to share in what we have, that many more will be grafted back onto the tree, and God will rejoice in the tree of life that is his in his Son, Jesus Christ. Abide in his word. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. May God create in us a clean heart. May we stand and sing just those words in the offertory.